Kunja Bihari Radha. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhariya. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhariya. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanasari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanantari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Bol. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Om, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Bolo. Hare Bol, 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 Hare Jaya Goranitaya 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 Jaya Goranitaya 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 Jaya Goranitaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath.
जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बालाजी जय सुभद्रा बालदेवा जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधा गोपीनाथ जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन रे हरि बोल जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद
गौर प्रेमानंदी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रीव्रातगसाजस्तोत्र सत्य श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भैचरण अरविंद भक्ति वीरांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन डीबीटी फाउंडेचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्री लहरिदास ठाकुर की समवेत भक्त वृंद की हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराशिम भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी श्रील प्रभुपाद आविर्भाव तिथि महामहोत्सव की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद आविर्भाव तिथि महामहोत्सव की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद व्यास पूजा फेस्टिवल की गौर प्रेमानंदी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा जय श्री प्रभुपाद की सो एवरीवन काइंडली लेट अस ब्रिंग अप द लेवल ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्सटेसी एवरीवन काइंडली रेज योर हैंड्स हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. So we are very blessed, all of us, today to again have another wonderful opportunity to come together for a very special occasion. Yesterday was special, actually, in our Vaishnav Sampradaya. There are many special occasions for the devotees. Actually, every day should be a special occasion. Srila Prabhupada one time mentioned, every Mangal Arati should be like festival. We are always hankering for festivals. It begins every morning at 4:30. It begins whenever we take up the chanting of the holy name also. So yesterday, those of you who were present for the Sri Krishna Jamashtami festival, I'm sure we're very happy with the celebration. We had a very good turnout of devotees. And once again, I would like to personally thank all the devotees who worked very hard to organize a very wonderful festival. This was my first festival, actually, after quite a few years, 15 actually. So I'm very happy with all the wonderful decorations and preparations. The residents of Vrindavan and the residents in Goloka Vrindavan, they're in the spiritual world, they are constantly busy in these kind of, they're always, because it's a constant festival actually in the spiritual world. So better we get in the habit of conducting festivals, just like in Malaysia. Occasionally I visit Malaysia. They have, I'm not exaggerating, every year, if anyone is liking Rath Yatra, they have about 30 Rath Yatra festivals every year, during the course of the year at different places. They somehow, so they are in a constant festival mood, right? Because as we know, to celebrate Rath Yatra or any such festival, it requires a lot of input, a lot of participation. And actually this is, we should see it as Krishna's mercy to give us an opportunity to engage in devotional service, to serve the Lord and to serve the Lord's devotees. So once again, thank you very much for all of you who have worked very hard to make both yesterday and also today's festival a very wonderful event where many of our devotees, congregational members, you're all devotees, we don't distinguish actually. We are all part of the same congregation. It's called the Sankirtan Congregation of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan Movement. Today we have, we're fortunate to have Anandamayi Prabhu, who is one of Prabhupada's disciples, who has been, even when I was here, serving very faithfully, very strongly in the BBT. So I feel fortunate that he has chosen to be here today with us to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja festival. It's very good that he came actually, because he brought a very important book. I was actually asking some devotees this morning. Every year we print, and BBT prints, the Sri Vyasa Puja offerings of all the temples around the world. And this is a very wonderful collection of, I would say, heartfelt offerings by different devotees, all the GBCs, GBC members, sannyasis, and the various temples. Every year we have an opportunity. Srila Prabhupada himself, during his presence, began this system of compiling offerings in a book. Whether Iskan Sikrinabad has a copy? No, not yet. Eh? Okay. In any event, this is a quick darshan because it will be going back to the other side. we have offered the book a little while ago to Srila Prabhupada. And what is actually traditional also within our Iskan society, on Vyasa Puja Day, we occasionally read a few offerings Depending on the situation, on the time factor, depending on how many Prabhupada disciples are there also and like that. So I haven't seen, I mean, I'm just seeing it today like all of you. I didn't get a chance to read any of the offerings. So basically what is happening right now, I mean, just to explain a little bit about the program we just had, as you all participated in the Abhishek ceremony of Srila Prabhupada. And now we are having, as they are dressing Srila Prabhupada again for another darshan, we are spending a few moments to present our offerings, both Anandamayi Prabhu and myself. And I don't know all the details actually of the program. I don't know if anyone else is there or... Okay, so both of us will speak a little bit of something in regards to Srila Prabhupada, and maybe you can choose one offering, or you have chosen already. Okay, so that's already done. As you can see, this is very spontaneous. So, and then after we present our small offerings to Srila Prabhupada, we will be having what is called Pushpanjali. All of us, I don't know how we're going to do that because we are quite a few, but generally we offer flowers to Srila Prabhupada, and that will be explained a little bit later how to do that. And then I guess, yes, during right after Pushpanjali will be Arati, yes, to Srila Prabhupada. And after Arati, what is the program? You all know. Yeah, right. Okay, as soon as, yes. So we'll be having darshan with a small arati. After arati, I'm in contact with the pujari here now. After arati, we'll have Pushpanjali, and then arati there also, and then after? Two aratis will be gone simultaneously. Okay, we have the full picture now. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Jainatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jainabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Vasudevaya.
Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Grim Yatkripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Yatkripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. Those of you who have attended Vyasa Puja celebrations, in particular those who are initiated devotees, all understand how when it comes to making our offerings or writing our offerings to glorify our spiritual master,
we always feel some shortcomings. Because to glorify a personality, especially such as Srila Prabhupada, we can never properly and sufficiently find the adequate words for the kind of glorification we would like to technology. Somehow or other, microphones always make this kind of problem very often. By some great fortune, actually, we never fully understand or realize what has been and what continues to be our fortune to have been given this opportunity to be connected with Srila Prabhupada, either directly as his initiated disciples or as his grand disciples. It is also direct because Guru Parampara, the mercy is flowing. The mercy from all of the acharyas. It is not that because I have this guru that I cannot get and pray for the mercy of the other acharyas. Of course, it does flow in a particular system or manner. Simply to become linked in Guru Parampara is giving us this very unique and wonderful opportunity of receiving so many blessings, not only from our immediate acharyas, but actually from the entire disciplic succession. I was going to actually read a small purport. I haven't chosen from Srila Prabhupada. It was coming to mind a little earlier. I was thinking, what can I say of significance today to glorify my Guru Maharaj? Actually, one of the best ways that all of us can do in terms of on a daily basis, and not only once a year during Vyasa Puja, should we glorify Srila Prabhupada. One of the most important ways by which we can actually continuously glorify such a personality who deserves to be glorified, actually, every single day. Srila Prabhupada used to explain that I am not actually writing these books. Prabhupada used to say that it is under, we could say, divine inspiration. Srila Prabhupada referred to his purports. It's very interesting for those who may not have heard this before. He referred to his purports as his emotional ecstasies. Because most of you who possibly did not get the opportunity to be very close to Srila Prabhupada when he was present, of course, by reading about in the Lilamrita and seeing videos, you can understand. Practically, actually every single morning, early morning, when everyone was fast asleep, Srila Prabhupada would rise. I mean, I was a few days ago in Manipal meeting with another God brother. Remember Tejas Prabhu? Tejas Prabhu. I was very intimately, closely connected with Srila Prabhupada, and he reconfirmed, we have heard this before, that Prabhupada would not sleep more than 2 hours at night. He would get up very early, maybe like 1 o'clock, if not before. And he would spend 2, 3, up to 4 hours by himself. Actually, not by himself. He was with Krishna. He was with all of the acharyas. And he, a little bit like Srila Vyasadeva, it is nicely described in the Bhagavatam, how Srila Vyasadeva, one fine morning when he was performing his morning duties, he could foresee Kali Yuga is soon coming. It will be very difficult for all the people who take birth in Kali Yuga. Therefore, I must do something. I must try and alleviate the suffering of the people in Kali Yuga. And therefore, as we know, he compiled all of the Vedic literatures and summarized everything under the guidance of his Guru Maharaj, Sri Narada Muni, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam, actually, in the dead of night, Srila Prabhupada, he was in ecstasy actually in translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was directly connected, not only at that time, Prabhupada, you know, such a personality is always in connection with Krishna, in connection with the previous acharyas. And he understood that actually this is what is very much needed to alleviate the sufferings of the people of Kali Yuga, to give them the nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So our best glorification, or the way we can best glorify Srila Prabhupada and also please him, and we should be ever grateful to him, because he actually, his best energy, his full energy was given in translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the best way we can actually glorify and please Srila Prabhupada is to be connected by reading every single day, by hearing every single day, at least a few lines or one sloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada will be extremely pleased that we are utilizing helping to propagate also this message of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, when I joined as a devotee many years ago in Ottawa, after meeting the devotees, the devotees, their mannerism, their different qualities is what very much attracted not only myself, I'm sure many others also. And especially for me, the Bhagavatam was like, finally I'm finding some book that is like standard book of knowledge, you know. Because before that we read so many novels and so many fictions and so many magazines, and it's all like empty, totally empty. But anyone who actually comes and reads the Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, you have to come back. You know, one has to again read even over and over again, because this is the nature of transcendence, transcendental subject matters. Srila Prabhupada, being fully, completely transcendental in what he did, every single moment of Srila Prabhupada's life was completely transcendental. I had the opportunity actually not to be very closely, not intimately, physically connected with Srila Prabhupada, but one time he did come in Montreal, and I was just a brahmachari at that time, relatively new, within maybe 1 year, Yeah, I came in 75. I joined in 74. 75, Srila Prabhupada had come. He had come earlier, much earlier to Montreal, 1968. I was not around at that time. But when he came in 74, I mean 75, I had been in the movement for about a year. And then Srila Prabhupada stayed actually for a few hours only. And naturally he was with his entourage of devotees, secretary, cook, and like that, personal servant. And it was very difficult. I mean, one had to practically be there. Or if you, when you see some of these videos, you can get a little glimpse of what it was like when Prabhupada was present. It was, in many ways, it was actually very heavy. It was heavy in the sense that it was intense, extremely intense. You cannot just go up to Prabhupada and, you know, I mean, so many devotees were, Prabhupada was staying close to our temple. Actually, the temple president at the time had vacated his apartment and arranged it for Srila Prabhupada. And then different sannyasis, DBCs were there. And Srila Prabhupada at the time was translating the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which has to do with the cosmos, cosmology. Prabhupada at one time actually mentioned that when some of my disciples will read this fifth canto, some of them will leave, because actually it's very heavy. The fifth canto describes many things about the universe that with our limited material intelligence we cannot understand so easily. Because actually even how this material world is functioning, it is not simply by our material faculties that we can understand. What to speak of the spiritual transcendental domain. So Srila Prabhupada was surrounded. I was looking for some kind of opportunity to do some service. I was actually the head cook in our Ottawa temple. So I volunteered to the devotee at the time, Harikesh Maharaj. He was actually Prabhupada's cook. I said, can I help in the cooking? So then actually Prabhupada, for those who know or who knew his menu, when he traveled in different places, he had some particular requests. Prabhupada was expert in all areas, and especially we could say in terms of food and cooking. I mean, he himself started and taught the devotees how to cook, actually. He was the one who was cooking for the devotees, not only cooking, but personally serving the devotees in the early days. So Prabhupada had asked for some corn on the cob. I don't know, corn on the, what do you call, yeah, corn, this, you know, sweet corn. So in Canada, there's a lot of this. So I was sent to actually purchase corn on the cob for Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada knew how to do everything. He knew everything about everything, yeah. So he specifically instructed how to cook. And this should be important for the Matajis especially. he specifically instructed Harikesh how to cook this corn. Now there are different ways. I'll give away Prabhupada's recipe on this one. So generally I was accustomed, you know, we have in Canada, my parents used to prepare corn on the cob. And normally you just peel it, you break it in two, put it in hot water and boil it, right? And then you serve it hot with butter and salt and like that. Prabhupada didn't want it like that. He told Harikesh, there's an oven here. Don't peel the corn. You wrap it in some foil paper and you put it in the oven. It will cook in its own steam. So this was like a revelation for me practically. So anyways, he did that, and obviously there were no remnants to go around. I mean, devotees were always looking for different remnants of Srila Prabhupada's, you know, prasadam. So like this, actually Srila Prabhupada some of his disciples had very intimate, close physical contact and association. Somehow I was not that fortunate. Of course, I still consider myself fortunate to have been around and to have seen and heard Srila Prabhupada on many different occasions in Canada and in India especially. So one time actually one devotee was saying, you know, Arjuna, he's so fortunate. He was right there. You know, Krishna was speaking to him directly. So fortunate. And I'm so, you know, coming in Kali Yuga after so many thousands of years, we don't have that opportunity. And Prabhupada corrected that devotee and told him, whatever Krishna spoke 5,000 years ago, if you simply hear that message by reading those instructions, by receiving oral reception, the same potency, same effect is there. So this means that actually these books, that's why Srila Prabhupada established the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, and my godbrother, Anandamoy Prabhu, who is working, actually serving in the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust for so many years, actually very fortunate, because this was a very, very special area, very special dimension. It's one of the major, we could say, divisions and areas of our society. And translating these books, printing these books, distributing these books, and then building temples like Tirupati from the collection that one gets from these books. Yeah, Prabhupada had a master, you know, is a master plan for spreading Krishna consciousness. So, I am extremely indebted, eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada. I would like to take this opportunity today to personally thank him from the bottom of my heart as much as I can. and would like to request his blessings for my own personal continued advancement in devotional service. I would like to also request Srila Prabhupada to bless all of us here in the Twin Cities of Hyderabad, Secunderabad, including Metchal, Krishna Balaram Temple in Metchal, that we can continue to serve nicely in devotional service. We should all understand that actually we belong to one transcendental family. That family is Krishna's family. Somehow, when I come to here in ISKCON Secunderabad, I suppose because I was here for some time. So I feel very much like family atmosphere. I could feel that yesterday with all the devotees very nicely chanting together the holy name. So family means, should mean, one and united. We should all make an effort to actually become a very close-knit family of Krishna. Our focus is the same. That focus is devotional service. Our aim is the same, to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Our method is the same, chanting the holy name. So we should pray to Srila Prabhupada. We all know Kali Yuga makes it difficult for all of us in different ways. Age of Kali, the age of quarreling. Very simple little misunderstanding. We quarrel, isn't it? So we should pray to Srila Prabhupada. We should pray to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Sri Gornitai, Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Giri Govardhan, and the entire Guru Parampara to kindly bless us so that we can continue to progress and to become purified, so that we can become qualified to nicely more and more associate with our different devotees, family members, and so that we can make this temple more and more attractive for as many people as possible. And once again, we are all, Srila Prabhupada, as the founder Acharya of our ISKCON society, plays a very unique role in being everyone's, what we refer to as Shiksha Guru. Prabhupada's is his instructions. Shiksha means instructions are for all of us, and we simply need to take advantage as much as possible, and in this way, individually and collectively, advance in devotional service. Thank you very much. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasabhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine. Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desatarine. So His Holiness Bhaktiraghava Swami has told this book, Sri Vyas Puja, published every year by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, is a collection of appreciations, prayers, and letters of submission to His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, on the occasion of His Appearance Day. I was going to some of these offerings written by senior disciples, and they are also wonderful. It is very elevating to share these realizations. And it is very difficult to choose one particular offering because they are all so wonderful. I don't know how much time I have.
No problem.
Huh?
Carry on.
I have chosen one particular offering written by His Holiness Giriraj Swami. Just to introduce him, a few words about Giriraj Swami. He joined the ISKCON Society in the late 60s in Boston. And he went to India in the early 70s. And he became temple president in the ISKCON Bombay at the beginning. At that time, in Bombay Juhu, he was instrumental in securing the land and then building the magnificent temple in Juhu. So he rendered some very, very valuable services to Srila Prabhupada. So he has written this offering, and he has given the title, "Of Whom Shall I Take Shelter Than You, or But You?" My dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my prostrated obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace. I shall begin with a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that especially reminds me of you. It is the 23rd verse of the 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, entitled Remembrance of Lord Krishna. Aho baki yams tanakala kutam jigamsaya pa yayadapyasadvi leve gatim dhatriuchitam tatonyam kamvadayalum saranam vajema. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast? The purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, is as follows. Here is an example of the extreme mercy of the Lord, even to his enemy. It is said that a normal man accepts the good qualities of a person of doubtful character, just as one accepts nectar from a stock of poison. In his babyhood, he was administered deadly poison by Putana, a she-demon who tried to kill the wonderful baby. And because she was a demon, it was impossible for her to know that the Supreme Lord, even though playing the part of a baby, was no one less than the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. His value as the Supreme Lord did not diminish upon his becoming a baby to please his devotee, Yasoda. The Lord may assume the form of a baby or shape other than that of a human being, but it doesn't make the slightest difference. He is always the same Supreme. A living creature, however powerful he may become by dint of severe penance, can never become equal to the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna accepted the motherhood of Putana because she pretended to be an affectionate mother, allowing Krishna to suck her breast. The Lord accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him the highest reward. That is the standard of his character. Therefore, who but the Lord can be the ultimate shelter? This is the end of the purport. I thought of this verse because it glorifies your characteristic of being merciful, of seeing the good in others, even in the midst of so much other stuff. And it expresses the way we feel. How can we take shelter of anyone else? How can we find one more merciful than you? We all, at least I speak for myself, come with so much poison in us. And it is your glory and mercy that you could suck up the poison without being affected and at the same time purifying us. The poison is envy. Everyone in the material world is full of envy. We are here in the material world because of envy. Only a pure devotee such as you is free from this poison. In fact, as you told us, if one is free from envy, he is liberated, because only a liberated soul can be completely free from envy. So we act out of envy, jighansaya, and we are unfaithful, asadvi. Unfaithful. We pretend, like Putana, to be selfless servants, but in our own way we are unfaithful. We waver between our determination to serve and our desire to enjoy and exploit, between our determination to help others and our tendency to be selfish and neglect others or even harm them. There are many similarities between Putana and us. But although Putana was envious and unfaithful and came to poison Krishna, Krishna did not consider the dark side. He saw the bright side, that she came to render service. She came to suckle me just like a mother. So he took her as his mother and elevated her to that position in the spiritual world. She became his nurse, like a mother, one of the seven kinds of mothers. In the same way, you took the good side of whatever we did and magnified it. You always directed us to Krishna. You told us that a spiritual master does not say, "Surrender to me, I am God." Rather, he says, "Surrender to Krishna, I am an insignificant servant of God." So you were unique, at least among the swamis and yogis who came to the West before you or at about the same time. You were unique in that you were always directing us to Krishna. "Do not surrender to me, surrender to Krishna." Once one of your disciples, Pushta Krishna Prabhu, said to you, "I trust you and can surrender to you, but I do not trust anyone else. I cannot surrender to anyone else, any representative of yours, because I fear they may cheat me." You replied, "Do not surrender to me. I will also cheat you. Just surrender to Krishna." Because you are fully surrendered to your spiritual master and Krishna, and always directed us to surrender to Krishna, you actually were a perfect servant of Krishna and a transparent medium. Therefore, we had faith that we could surrender to you, and that surrender to you was tantamount to surrender to Krishna. The same quality of Krishna's that is exalted in the verse from the Bhagavatam quoted above, his extreme mercy, was fully manifest in your divine grace. You were truly a transparent medium because you saw the goodness and appealed to the good. And the goodness is in fact us. Because as souls, as parts and parcels of Krishna, we are pure. It is just because we are covered by the material body and mind that there is impurity. So you would actually see our true natures as servants of Krishna, eternal servants of Krishna, and you would relate to us as eternal servants of Krishna, and that inspired us to act as servants of Krishna. And often, your faith in a person or mercy toward a person brought great results. There was a young man who came to the Boston Temple when I was there in 1970. His name was Peter, and Peter was eccentric, to say the least. In the old Boston Temple, the front door opened into a hallway and a stairway up to the temple room. When new persons came, practically all they would see was the hallway, unless someone greeted them and directed them to the stairs up to the temple room. So Peter made his home in the front hallway. He would keep all his books and personal paraphernalia scattered on the floor of the hallway. He would rest his back against the wall and stretch his legs out, completely blocking the hallway. And sometimes he would lie down and sleep in the hallway. He did not respond to normal instructions and thus gained the nickname Crazy Peter. Still, we all knew your mood. You were most merciful. And especially in the early days of the movement in America, we considered that any soul who came to the temple was sent by Krishna and was not ordinary. And we would really do everything we could to encourage the person. But with Peter, things came to the stage where we thought that he was causing such a disruption that new people who came would be discouraged from Krishna consciousness. We thought that maybe for the larger interest, for the greater good, we should just ask him to go. Satswarup Maharaj, the temple president, wrote to you and asked if we could ask Peter to leave. And you replied, "What is the matter? Can't you tolerate?" Thereafter, you returned to India and you asked each temple to send one devotee to help you develop the movement there. I was chosen from Boston and so I went. For years, I never heard about Peter, nor did I think much about him. Then, after being in India for many years, I came back to visit the United States. And there, at the Los Angeles Temple, during Guru Puja, I saw Peter. I could not believe it. So many years had passed, you had left this planet. And there was Crazy Peter right in the temple room in Los Angeles. I asked a nearby devotee, "Who is that?" He answered, "Oh, that is Kushakrata Prabhu." I thought, Kushakrata Prabhu, the Sanskrit genius who is producing translation after translation of Vedic scriptures and the works of the Goswamis and other Acharyas? We were reading them and reciting prayers from them. His translations were an essential part of our spiritual lives. I thought, "Oh my God, that is Kushakrata Prabhu. Crazy Peter has become Kushakrata Prabhu, the Sanskrit translator." And then I thought of your mercy. You have protected him. Somehow you wanted to give him a chance to render service, to become Krishna conscious, and he did both. Another aspect of your divine grace, faith in us, and in the process of devotional service, was how much responsibility you gave us, young boys and girls. I joined at the age of 21, and I was already a little older than most. Satswarup Maharaj was 29, and to us, he seemed like an old man. He even had a job. I hardly knew any peers who had a job. But he had a job and went to work, and he got a paycheck. So we were really young and inexperienced in the world. Yet you gave us tremendous responsibility. Practically any devotee who wanted to go to a new place and open a center, you would encourage, go, do it. If a householder couple wanted to preach, you would tell them, go together and preach, open a center. That was your mood. Your trust inspired us to want to fulfill your trust, to prove that your faith in us was justified. And very few devotees betrayed your trust. One who did was your disciple, Gorsundar Prabhu. Somehow, he sold the Hawaii temple and kept the money and disappeared for a while. But even then, you wanted to bring him back. Once you were speaking of Gorsundar's misdeeds. He did this, he did that. He was such a rascal. Such a rascal. But I like that rascal. You are so merciful. Kamva dayalum saranam vajema. Of whom should I take shelter but him who is most merciful? I cannot imagine anyone more merciful than you. So we take shelter of your divine grace, and we want to take more and more shelter of you. We want to encourage more and more people to take shelter of you, and we want them to take more and more shelter of you. And how do we take shelter of you? By taking shelter of your instructions, which you have given to us out of your immense love and compassion for us, and out of your deep personal realization of Krishna consciousness, Krishna Bhakti Rasa. In one of your early letters to me, you wrote, let excerpt from Prabhupada's letter to Giriraj Swami. Now, please increase your enthusiasm for pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement, and Krishna will inspire you with all intelligence for serving him, as much as you engage yourself with sincerity and devotion. Therefore, to keep advancing in your spiritual power, always be sure to chant at least the prescribed 16 rounds of beads daily. This is the fundamental program for advancing more and more in Krishna consciousness. End of quote. Today I read your words, more and more. And I believe that you are saying that our 16 rounds of japa will carry us step by step to further and further stages of advancement. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti, the ultimate goal. Saddha ratir bhakti ranukramishyati. And how do we chant? In your very first letter to me, my initiation letter, you wrote, with my blessings, I am sending herewith your beads, duly chanted upon by me. You should avoid the 10 offenses as far as possible and follow the 4 regulative principles. You also wrote that my beads are my direct link with Krishna. Now, 40 years later, I am struggling to chant without offense, to chant with attention, on my own strength, but by my own efforts alone, I am sure to fail. I can succeed only by your causeless mercy. And so I pray to you to help me. Eko ki amar nahi pai bolo hari nama sankirtane. Tumi kripa kori sadha bindu diya deho Krishna namo dhane. On my own, I find I have no strength to chant the holy names of Lord Hari. Please be merciful by awarding me a particle of faith and giving me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. This is written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saranagati Ore Vaishnava Thakur. Only by your mercy will I be able to fulfill your design for us, that we taste Krishna consciousness and distribute it. And you have given us your mercy. You have given us the process, the instruction to chant and hear, and you have given us the association of your sincere disciples who have faith and in and taste for the holy names, and in whose association we can feel inspired to actually chant and hear. Still I pray. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. Aparadha gucci, suddha name ruchi, kripa bole habe rudaye samchar. Please tell me, when will that day be mine? When my offenses will end and a taste for the pure holy name will be infused within my heart and by the power of divine grace. Kabe jibe doya, hoye be udoya, nija sukha bhuli sudina rudaya, bhakati vinoda koriya binoya, sri agyata hale kori be prachar. When will there be an awakening of compassion for all fallen souls? And when will this bhakti vinoda, forgetting his own happiness, with a meek heart set out to propagate by humble entreaty the sacred order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is composed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saranagati, Kobe Hobe Bolo. And I am confident that your mercy will prevail. Kamva Dayalum Saranam Vajema. There is no one more merciful than you, your eternal fallen crazy servant, Girar Swami. Hare Krishna. So, we can end on this note to take shelter on this day and all the following days of the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Now we'll have aarti and after that Pushpanjali and Prashadam. Hare Krishna.
Simultaneously, they'll do here.
Yes.
So both of us can go here.
Yes.
Yeah, and the mic can go there also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just bring it there.
Thank you very much.
There it is, dear.
Thank you.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Shri Radha Govind ki, Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki, Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Jai Shri Giri Govardhan ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Shri Guru
Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma.
Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Kachi Sadma. Mate Bandamoe Bandamuwe Sabadana Mate Jahara Prasade Bhai Bhagatariya Jai Jahara Jahara Prasade Bhai E Bhagatariya Jai Krishna Prapti Haya Haite
Krishna Prapti Haya
Krishna Prapti Haya Hote Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chita Chikoriya Akya Guru Mukha Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chita Chikoriya Akya Arana Kariya Mane Masa Arana Kariya Mane Arana Kariya Mane Masa Re Guru Charanne Rati Aise Uthamma Gati Shri Guru Charanne Rati Aise Uthamma Gati De prasad puri sarvam asa De prasad De prasad puri sarvam asa Satchitan dilo je gandhi gandhi prabho se Satchitan dilo je gandhi gandhi prabho se Dibya gyan rige prakashita Dibya gyan Dibya gyan rige prakashita Prema bhakti avaste, avidya vinaste aste. Prema bhakti avaste, avidya vinaste aste. Vedika yara sarita, vedika yara sarita. Shiguru Karuna Sindhu Adha Madhanara Bandhu Shiguru Karuna Sindhu Adha Madhanara Bandhu Lokena Takira Divana Lokena Lokena Takira Divana Prabhu Kargaya Daya Mare Parajaya Prabhu Kargaya Daya Mare Parajaya Abhija Gusati Bhuvana Prabhu Patita Pavana Mahaprabhu Kharadaya Deya Mare Padeshaya Mahaprabhu Kharadaya Deya Mare Padeshaya Evita Gusudhu Vivana Mahaprabhu Patita Pavana Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Hare Prabhupada, 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 Hare Bol, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada Bhavtiti Mahamachav ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Vishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Krimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Iti namine nama Om
Vishnu Padaya,
Vishna Prasthaya,
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta
Swami, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desha Charine Namaste Sarasate Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Sri Krishna
Chakram.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Priyadvaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Jai Satyanandana Jai Satyanandana Jai Satyanandana Jai Satyanandana Nithai Goranga, Nithai Goranga Nithai Goranga, Nithai Goranga Nithai Goranga, Gaura Hari Nithai Goranga, Nithai Goranga, Gaura Hari Gora, Gora, Gora Hare Gora, Gora, Gora Hare Gora, Gora, Gora Hare Gora, Gora, Gora Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Swami Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Swami Jai Jagannath. Baladeva, Jai Subhadra, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Swami Jai Jagannath. Hare Hare Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Swami Jai Jagannath. Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jai
Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitaya, 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 Gauranitaya. Gauranitaya, 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 Gauranitaya. Jaya Radha, Gopinath Radha, Gopinath Radha. Gopinath Radha, Gopinath Radha. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaura Premanandi. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Bir Bhaktiti Mahamahotsav ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Bir Bhaktiti Mahotsav ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja Festival ki. Gaura Premanandi. Jaya Vishnupada Paramahamsa Pri Vrajagacharya Stotra Sata Sri Samadhi Savan Grace Salaboy Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nishkan Diviti Founder Charyas Divine Grace Sila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Samavata Bhakti Vrinda Ki Harinama Sankirtana Ki Harinama Sankirtana Ki Harinama Sankirtana Ki Gaura Premanandi. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki. All glories to this, to the assembled devotees Ki. Hare Krishna.
We are now preparing to offer Pushpanjali to Srila Prabhupada. So everyone can try to get a few flowers. We will be offering three times. Everyone may kindly repeat the pranam mantra to Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Tirimandasya Janandana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Narati Swapanantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gaura Vani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Pushpanjali Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gaura Vani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Pushpanjali Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gaura Vani Pracharine Nirvishesha Chanyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Pushpanjali Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Birbhavtiti Mahamahotsava Ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Birbhavtiti Mahamahotsava Ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja Festival Ki. Gaura Premanandi.
All the devotees are requested in the outside pandal. The prasad arrangements are ready. Please go and take prasadam. All the requested are devotees are requested to hand the prasadam outside pandal. Okay. అందరు భక్తులందరూ కూడా అక్కడ పండాల్లో ప్రసాదం అరేంజ్ చేశారు. ప్రసాదం తీసుకోవాల్సిందిగా వినతి. హరే కృష్ణ.